Tonight's message is, how will you react to the storm? I feel that this past week has been really stormy around the world, in America, and I face some storms in my own life personally. When I use the word storm, I mean by that an upsetting of the emotions based on some unexpected news. So I'm using the word storm figuratively to mean an upsetting of the emotions based on some news received that you did not expect. And you know, right now, America is dealing with a piece of news called the coronavirus scare. And it's upsetting a lot of people's emotions. Would you agree here tonight?
Yeah.
And it's causing a lot of people's boats and lives to be rocked back and forth. So there's some people that don't want to get out of their homes. There's some people that don't want to travel. There's some people that are afraid of actually getting the disease. And fear has gripped the hearts of many people in America concerning this coronavirus scare. It's put a lot of people into storm mode. Now, in my life personally, I feel like I received a bunch of bits of information this week that put me into storm mode. And one of the most serious things that happened in my life this week is that I woke up Monday morning and my wife showed me a picture that somebody had sent her. And she said, "Jonathan, look at these houses. They look like they're in our neighborhood." I was like, "Yes, I recognize those houses." And so, come to find out later that day, we live in South Tulsa, that's where the double homicide occurred in our neighborhood, just blocks away from where we live. And my life kind of went into storm mode this past Monday. And I had a friend that was working on my computer Monday night, and he said, he was just encouraging me to trust God in the midst of that storm. I started, fear tried to grip my heart based on this double homicide that occurred in my neighborhood just about a half a mile from us. I started fearing for the safety of my family. And maybe tonight in your own personal life, you're dealing with some unexpected news. Maybe you've received maybe a bad medical diagnosis, and maybe it's shaken up your emotions. Maybe your boat, your life is being rocked. Maybe you received some bad financial news. Maybe you've lost some money. Maybe you've lost an inheritance. Maybe you've lost a job, and so your life is being rocked back and forth tonight. You're in storm mode. Maybe somebody that you cared for, that you loved, has separated himself or herself from you. And so tonight, your life is being rocked back and forth. Your emotions are upset, and maybe you're in storm mode in your life personally tonight. You know, Jesus and his disciples were also caught up in a storm on the Sea of Galilee over 2,000 years ago. And so we're going to read tonight from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. And this is what it says. "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.' Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat that he had been teaching from that day. There were also other boats with him." Verse 37 of Mark 4. "A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, 'Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?' They were terrified and asked each other, 'Who is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him.'" So, the evening had come. Jesus and his disciples were in this boat sailing on the Sea of Galilee. And all at once, a storm arises, and this boat is being rocked back and forth, back and forth. And there's two different reactions to the storm on the Sea of Galilee in verse 38. We see the reaction of the disciples to the storm on the Sea of Galilee. Remember, that boat was being rocked back and forth. Who knows what they were thinking? They probably thought the boat was going to come apart. And so the disciples react in fear. Fear, remember this, expects the worst possible end result. Verse 38 of Mark 4. "The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' So the disciples thought they were going to drown and perish. They were in the midst of a storm, and they were expecting the worst possible end result, that they would die. And maybe in your life tonight, maybe you received that bad medical diagnosis. And maybe you're thinking tonight, maybe fear has gripped your heart and you're expecting the worst and you're thinking, my goodness, this is going to end in early death. That's fear speaking, friends. Or maybe you received bad financial news. Maybe you lost an inheritance. Maybe you lost money or a job. And fear is trying to grip your heart. And what does fear say? Fear would tell you to think you're going to have to file bankruptcy. You'll never be able to rent an apartment. That's how fear speaks. That is ungodly fear. Or maybe somebody has separated himself or herself from you, and fear would tell you to think you'll never be loved again. Ungodly fear is a horrible thing. It expects the worst possible end result. But then, in reaction to the storm, we see Jesus and his response, his reaction to this storm on the Sea of Galilee. How does Jesus react to the storm? Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat on a cushion. He was sleeping in peace like a baby. He was tired. He had been doing God's work all day. He was teaching. He was ministering to the people. So he was tired. He was sleeping in the back of the boat on a cushion. And we see Jesus reacting in faith to the storm. How do we see Jesus reacting in faith to this storm on the Sea of Galilee? We see him reacting in faith because he was sleeping like a baby in peace in the back of the boat. The storm did not shake him up. He knew that Father God had their back. He knew they were not going to tip. He knew they were not going to drown. He knew that Father God was faithful. He knew that God would never leave them nor forsake them. And hence, Jesus was expecting the best possible end result. And that's what faith in God expects. It expects the best end result. Is that good news here tonight?
Amen.
So with this news that has hit your life, this coronavirus scare, are you going to allow fear to grip your heart as a result of this news, this storm that has hit your life? Or will you react in faith like Jesus did? Jesus knew that they were safe in the palm of Father God's hand. God would not let them down. You see, Jesus had strong confidence, faith, and trust in Father God. He knew that God would bring them through the storm. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God is going to bring you through the storm that you might be experiencing in your life. Maybe you receive that unexpected bad news. And maybe tonight your emotions are upset. Maybe tonight you're in storm mode. But I'm here to tell you tonight, keep holding on in faith to God, because God is going to bring you through that situation in your life successfully. You can experience God's miraculous working power in your life. Is that good news here tonight?
Yeah.
I'm going to read you an illustration from the speaker's quote book, and I think I've read this before, but it bears repeating here tonight. Years ago, the captain of an ocean liner took his young daughter along on his run from Liverpool, England to New York City. One night when all the passengers were asleep, the huge vessel ran into some violent weather. The wind came sweeping over the water and mighty swells rolled across the bow of the ship. All movable objects were being tossed about, and everyone soon sensed the imminent danger. Many sprang from their berths in alarm and began to dress. The captain's little girl, 8 years old, was awakened and cried out, "What's the matter?" When told about the storm, she asked, "Is my father steering the ship?" Being assured that he was, she put her head on her pillow, and in spite of the howling gale and crashing waves, she was soon fast asleep. She knew that her daddy was steering the ship, so she could sleep in peace. She had trust and faith in her Daddy. My question to you tonight is this. Do you realize who is steering your ship? Do you realize who is in control of your ship? Even though you may be going through a stormy situation in your life, God is steering your ship. You can sleep in peace tonight. That little girl had childlike faith. And that's what God is looking for in us. He's looking for childlike faith. That's why Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Mark chapter 10, verse 14. Remember, faith expects the best possible end result. And you know, fear's cousin is worry. Worry is thinking about the same negative thing over and over and over again, losing sleep over it. And did you know that most of the things that you fear and worry about won't even happen in your life? Don't let fear rob you of sleep tonight. Your life is in the palm of God's hand. Don't fear the coronavirus. You're under the shadow of His wings. You are protected by God. Is that good news here tonight?
Yeah.
You know, if you received a bad medical diagnosis and the doctors are saying there's nothing more that we can do for you, faith says what? Faith says, you know what? I'm going to expect the best possible end result. I serve Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals all of our diseases. He is the divine surgeon, and He's able to heal me of this disease. That's faith speaking. Maybe you received some bad financial news, as I talked about earlier. And maybe people are telling you that, you know what, you're going to have to file bankruptcy, or you'll never be able to rent a home, or rent an apartment, or own a home, or have transportation. But what does faith say? Faith says, expect the best possible end result. You serve Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides for all of your needs. Don't let your life be paralyzed and gripped and controlled by fear. It's an energy waster. It'll keep you up at night. Maybe you lost a loved one. Maybe somebody has separated himself or herself from you. What does fear say? How does fear react to that bad news? How does faith react to that bad news? Faith reacts in this way. Faith says, you know what? God has somebody else out there that can love me and be a friend in my life. Faith expects the best possible end result. Faith is knowing that you know deep down on the inside that God is going to come through for you. The Word of God says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This means that Jesus never changes. The Jesus who performed miracles on the streets of Israel over 2,000 years ago is the same Jesus who can do it in your life tonight. Could you say amen here tonight?
Amen.
Don't let fear control and paralyze your life. Have faith in God, expecting the best possible end result. Matthew chapter 9, another instance of strong faith. Matthew chapter 9. Two blind men. Matthew 9:27. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed Him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When He had gone indoors, the blind men came to Him, and He asked them, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then He touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, will it be done to you." And their sight was restored. And their sight was restored. Jesus asked the two blind men, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" In other words, do you believe that I'm able to heal you? Do you believe that I'm able to restore your sight? And these two blind men reacted how? They reacted in faith. They knew that they knew deep down on the inside that God, that Jesus was able to do it for them. They knew that they knew deep down on the inside that Jesus could do a miracle, was about to do a miracle in their lives. And they answered with a confidence, "Yes, Lord. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, Jesus, we know that you can do this. Yes, Lord, we are expecting the best possible end result that you can restore our sight." Then Jesus, he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, will it be done to you?" And their sight was restored. You see, God is no respecter of persons. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God, the same Jesus who restored sight, physical sight, over 2,000 years ago is the same Jesus who can restore to you what's been taken from your life. But you've got to be reacting in faith to the news you've received in your life. You've got to be reacting in faith to this coronavirus scare. There's, like I said earlier, there's people not wanting to leave their homes. There's people not wanting to travel. There's people just all cooped up thinking they're going to get this disease. That's living in fear. But we are followers of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ lived a life of faith. If you're a true disciple of Jesus Christ, if we're true disciples of Jesus Christ, we need to live lives of faith. That's right. Is that good news here tonight?
Amen.
God is looking for childlike faith, undefiled faith, innocent faith, a faith that knows beyond the shadow of any doubts that he can do what he says he can do in his word, that he can do for you what he's promised that he would do in your life. He's looking for childlike faith that does not doubt his goodness or his power for even a moment. And God is looking for persevering faith in your life, a faith that does not give up. And maybe you've been believing God for a month for your miracle. Maybe you've been believing God for 6 months or a year. Remember Abraham of old. How old was Abraham when God promised to make him into a great nation? He was 75 years old. He was 75 years old when he promised that he would make him into a great nation. How old was he when Isaac, the promised son, was born through whom the great nation would come? He was how old? He was 100. So if you take 100 minus 75, you're left with what? You're left with 25 years. Abraham persevered and believed for 25 years the promise that God gave him that he would make him into a great nation. And you've been believing a month or 6 months? Or a year, or 2 years, keep on keeping on. Don't give up on your faith in God. God is able to do that miracle in your life. Paul writes about this in Romans chapter 4, 18. "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised." Are you fully persuaded that God has the power to do what he has promised he would do in your life? Abraham of old waited 25 years for that promised son. He was a human just like us. If he could do it, friends, by trusting God, we can believe God also and continue believing God for that miracle. Remember, faith expects the best possible end result. Don't let fear and worry rule your life. Don't let it keep you up at night. Trust in God. Remember, Jesus reacted in faith to the storm. He was sleeping in peace like a baby in the back of the boat. He knew that God had their backs. He knew that boat was not going to tip. He knew they were not going to drown. And you tonight realize that God has got your back. Your boat, your life may be shaken up tonight, but it's not going to tip. You're not going to drown. You're not going to perish. Expect the best possible end result in faith, knowing that God is faithful. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. When you get weak and say, God, I can't do this on my own. The coronavirus scare is just too great. This bad news that I received in my life this past week or just recently is just too great. And my emotions are upset. They're in turmoil, and my boat, my life is being rocked back and forth. God, I can't do this on my own. God, I pray that you strengthen, that you increase my faith. God, I have faith, but God, I need more faith in you. Cry it out to God. God, I have faith, but God, I need more faith. Say it with me tonight. God, I have faith, but I need stronger faith in you. Increase it, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. And friends, there's ways to increase your faith. There are ways to increase your faith in Almighty God. You can go to God's Word. Read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read Acts. Read about the miracles that Jesus performed over 2,000 years ago when he walked the streets of Israel. He cast devils out of people. He healed people. You know, he taught people. Jesus was the miracle-working God. He was God in the flesh. Read the Gospels. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Be inspired by the life and the ministry of Jesus in the Word. You know, you may be reading the internet. You may be reading news. You may be reading magazines, and the books and the magazines and the newspapers that you read will influence the way you think. It will influence your heart. I encourage you tonight, start reading the greatest book in the world, the Bible, God's Word. Amen? And let this book, let this word influence your mind and your heart and build up your faith in our miracle working God. It's the primary way. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You might be reading books. I encourage you tonight, start reading the greatest book in the world, the Word of God. And, you know, just reading the Word of God at Easter and at Christmas is not going to cut it. It's just not going to cut it. You got to be reading God's Word on a consistent basis, on a daily basis. You may not have a whole lot of time to read, but you can read maybe 5 or 6 scriptures. Maybe you can read a chapter or two. But read God's Word consistently. I encourage you. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You can get through those Gospels if you put your mind to it within a month. And then read it again. And then read it again. And just let the water of the Word wash your mind and your spirit and your heart and increase your faith in Almighty God. Amen? Because as you read the Word of God, you realize that God is faithful. You realize that God has got your back. Even though people around you are fretting and there's a lot of scares out there, it can't touch you because God is protecting you. God has got your back. He is faithful always. Amen? Say, God, I thank you that you are faithful and that you've got my back. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, faith honors God. And when you honor God with your faith, He is going to bring about that miracle in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I just so strongly encourage you to read the Word of God and remember the miracles that God has done in your past. If your faith is getting weak, one of the ways to increase your faith is remember the God who provided a week ago, a month ago, 6 months ago, that bus fare. You know, even though it was a small miracle, God provided it. Big miracle or small miracle, God is the provider. And maybe you're facing a bigger financial need today. Remember back to that miracle of when God provided those bus fares or God provided that food for you. And maybe you're facing a bigger expense today. The same God who provided for you in a smaller way back when is the same God who can today provide for you in a bigger way. Is that good news here tonight? Remember back to the miracles that God did for you in that past. That same God that we serve, Father God, is the same God who can perform a bigger miracle in your life today. But He's looking for faith. Don't let fear control you. Have faith in God. Expect the best possible end result because God has got your back. We serve a miracle working God. Amen. So tonight when you go to sleep, don't fret. Don't worry. Don't be affected by this bad news and this coronavirus scare that a lot of people are dealing with. Put your head down on your pillow and sleep in peace. God has got you. Amen? Amen. You are in the palm of God's hand. He's not going to let your boat, your life tip. He's not going to let you drown. Amen.